Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Thank you for joining us this morning. Today is November 28th, 2016. One more month and we're finished with this year. Can't believe it. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. It's Monday morning. And I have on the phone with us again a friend of our show, Chuck Hindman from Mid-America Land Restoration. And I wanted to continue our conversation about what's going on with the earthquakes, the nuclear stuff. I mean, there is just a bunch of stuff. And every time I have a guest on, it seems like we don't have enough time. So I've asked Chuck to come back with us pretty quickly. So thank you for joining us, Chuck. I really appreciate you making the time to join us.
Well, it's a hot topic that needs to be talked about.
Yeah, so before we get into that, I kind of want to put out there into the airwaves, not that they listen to me, but I really do want to apologize for being so hot-headed about Melania Trump as displeased. And I mean, I think that reflects my anxiety about the election, but that has nothing to do with how we treat our first ladies and the first families. And so I just wanted to put that out there that I really wanted to apologize for saying any negative things about her need to have her family in New York and do what she needs to do for her family aside from the cost. Because after I thought about it, I'm like, I don't rail against the military every on such an extent. And the things that we're doing in the military in 1 hour are the amount of money that we're going to spend on them in a year. So that has nothing to do with it. So I just want to put that out there. Now, let's move on to what has really been, like, I guess, the binding cord for every single person who listens to this show and for you and I on how we come together on this stuff, which is, I guess, at the heart of it, Fukushima changed the world. So,
Fukushima, yeah, it's a corporate, it's a problem child.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
When the earthquake started last week, everybody's eyes more or less were on Daiichi. What most people don't realize is that Daiichi is a problem. So is its twin. They have multiple reactor plantations over there, and its twin, after the earthquakes, have developed other problems, too. And nobody's paying any attention.
Yeah, it had big problems during that the earthquake and the subsequent tsunami. It was a small tsunami, but it did cause tremendous problems over there.
So, you know, it's like I've said since the show last week. We've got a lot of shaking and we've got a lot of rattling going on. It's just not happening in Japan, as you guys all found out there on the West Coast this morning. And last night, it's just not Japan.
Yeah. Well, I'm inland enough that I didn't feel any of the shaking, but I will tell you what, it does make me nervous every single day that I see that quiet zone. When I see the earthquakes that are going around the planet, I almost am grateful for these smaller tremors because the Army Corps of Engineers in Washington State basically identified an earthquake fault underneath the Columbia Generating Station, and they said we are almost 100 years overdue for a 9.0 or greater earthquake exactly where that nuclear facility is. So these smaller tremors come as a welcome relief, and it's always anxiety for us out here.
But, in all, we've got a lot of reactors around the world. Russia's got reactors in trouble after these quakes. I don't know if the quakes in Russia are exactly tied to the problems of the Russian reactors, but ironic, we've got quakes going on in Russia, and now we've got reactors in trouble in Russia. We got two different ones in trouble in Russia. One had an explosion at a nuclear power plant in Russia. That article came out on November 22nd, and then November 17th, Russia's new flagship reactor goes unmentioned for 6 days after an incident. So people need to pay attention a little bit more than what's going on, because we've got a whole lot of moving going on, a lot of rattling, and there's
I would say,
a
Chuck,
large.
it's kind of hard for people to pay attention. That's why they're here, because it's not easy just to find this information.
Easy enough if y'all stay in tune and watch Mid-America Land Restoration on Facebook, because I'm posting these articles. These articles that I'm talking about right now are on the Mid-America Land Restoration page. I post these articles as I find them.
Well, part of the issue is there's a lot of people who just do not go to Facebook or only use Facebook. Probably not our listeners, but I know most of my family, they don't want to read about scary stuff on Facebook. They want to go there to post their food. You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
Well, their food is just as contaminated as anything
I
else, and
know.
people need to understand that.
I know.
I mean, when
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
with the quakes and the movement and the problems with the reactors we've got across the country and around the world, now we got Iran losing a very important nuclear device. So we've got nuclear issues all around the world. It's just not here in the United States.
Oh, we have nuclear issues here in the United States. We are just not talking about them. That's the issue, is there are plenty of nuclear problems in the United States. Just there's plenty around the world. In my view, everything about nuclear is a complete lie and a disaster. I mean, they actually have no regard for the truth at all in the nuclear industry. So.
You've kept asking me over since we started doing these shows, what can we do? And I keep telling you about the microbes, and you keep asking, well, do they know about it? Well, last week I found some articles where they actually know about it. They've done the testing. They have proven, the documents are on the Facebook page of Mid-America Land Restoration. I posted them sometime last week about the studies of them working with microbes and finding out, yes, it does exactly what I said it does. It cleans our soil. They even found it and tested it that it actually cleans the radiation off of the concrete. So
Oh
the
my
proof is
God,
out there.
really? That's awesome. Why are they
Yeah.
not using it? It's just incomprehensible to me that we are just not using this in mass. In mass.
It is what it is. People have trusted the government over and over and over again for so many decades that if it's not in the news, they're not going to talk about it. Fukushima was off the news spectrum for almost 5.5 years until it started rattling last week, and now Fukushima's got its eyes on it again, and it should have. They've got reactors having problems over there.
So outrageous. It's so outrageous that our government is doing absolutely nothing to warn us.
November 22nd, the article that I was referring to, microbes survive vast doses of radiation. And when you go into that article, it'll give you a lot of information. I didn't post the whole round of information. The link is there, but microbes eat nuclear contamination off concrete, natural cleanup, radioactive soil. So it's all in that article. And I found that very interesting myself that, I've known about it all these years and trying to get everybody else to understand what was going on. And yeah, like I said, the proof is right there in front of them. They've known about it for a very long time.
Oh, wow. Well, Chuck, this is the thing. Off of the West Coast, I mean, the land is obviously moving. It seems like the whole plates are moving. And one of the things that's not being discussed is really how the plate movement is going to affect these nuclear power plants. I mean, we're having shifts across at least our continent. And when you take a look at the map of where this explosion at the nuclear power plant was in Russia, Novovoroznez, that's what I think how you say that. It looks very close to where these recently reported earthquake faults are. So we're having these big, there's no conversation about the safety of these nuclear power plants in relation to the tectonic plate movements.
Yeah, like I said, I've never been able to fully understand, once they started the nuclear program, why so many of them were built on or so close to a fault line.
It's almost like, I think, I don't know if they've done it intentionally, but I do know that they actually, like the Columbia Generating Station, built right on top of it. And when we first found out about the nuclear, the earthquake fault, people thought it was just sort of a coincidence. There was many people who said, oh, well, it was almost like a joke. You want to find an earthquake fault, look for a nuclear power plant. But as it turns out on further investigation, it turns out the licensees knew there was an earthquake fault and they did not tell the government. I don't know. I don't know if that's the kind of thing that the government can reasonably say, we just didn't know. You know what I mean? Because it's their responsibility to know. That's how I feel
Now,
about that.
when I look at this map of these quakes, being the fact that we've got in roughly the last 14 hours, we've had 100 measurable earthquakes around the globe in 14 hours. 13 hours ago, well, there was a mild one, but it was there. It's recorded in Missouri, and
Wow.
then, we got the bigger ones all the way across, up and down California, Virgin Islands, Alaska had a 3-1, Oregon had 4-9 11 hours ago, Honduras had a 4-4 just 9 hours ago.
Wow. Well, people definitely need to be having their, I mean, it doesn't even matter what part of the country you're living in, you need to have an earthquake a preparedness kit ready. People need to have a kit ready in case they need to skedaddle. And I think even more so on the East Coast, where there's a lot of nuclear activity, where there's many, many nuclear facilities, people need to be prepared to be able to get out of there pretty quickly. And have a plan, figure out beforehand where you're going to go and what you're going to do.
Just southeast Indian Ridge, 8 hours ago, had a 5.1. Russia had one 6 hours ago, 4.8. Oregon had another one 5 hours ago, a 4.8. So, you know, there's New Zealand just 3 hours ago, the 4.2. The quakes are moving.
Yeah, the plates are definitely moving. The plates are definitely moving, and it's in a way, it's almost like a welcome relief, because we're going to have, I mean, I don't know. I guess that's my personality. I just as soon face it sooner than later. Because post-Fukushima, the world woke up. It didn't just wake up. It didn't just rattle Japan. It rattled all of us, I think, on a subliminal level. You know, people are waking up. And we, you know, it's one of the things that people have been saying the last 5 or 6 years, wake up, wake up. And people are waking. It's a matter of, what do we do with this information? How do we move forward? How can we change our lives? How can we make things different?
You know, I also found last night, I was trying to, you know, watching the earthquakes and stuff and the news of it. And then I found an article last night that I didn't do a whole lot of digging, didn't get too much confirmation out of it. But along with the quaking, there's volcanoes that are popping loose. So we've definitely got some movement, more than just plates. And we got movement with magma. And Mother Nature's rearing her head and saying, I've had enough.
I think so. I think that's part of the issue. I think our Earth is going, you know what, you guys, you're just little peons, and we're going to straighten you all out. You know, it's super. This is partly why we need to be prepared, Chuck. This is why, you know, it is, when we're talking preparedness, we're talking about really having a box in the back of your car with shoes, a blanket, a few days supply, a flashlight, you know, get one of those wind-up flashlights that you don't need electricity or batteries with. I mean, we really do need to be prepared in case we do have a catastrophic event. It could happen anywhere in the United States. And actually, I don't know how many people, we do know that some of the listeners are overseas. So I don't know how many places on this planet are actually safe zones right now. Probably not very many because of the war machine that's gone on this planet. I mean, we're in a perpetual state of war. I think I read there's 10 countries that are not in a state of war right now. So it's, and the nuclear industry is a silent war.
Yeah, nuclear has been silent since it was created, its birth. It's misguided goodness, I guess you might want to say.
Yeah, well, on that note, what I really would like to do is have people call Elliot Mainzer again at the Bonneville Power Station. If you haven't called him, and if you have, call him once a week, for goodness sakes. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to call him every day, but I am going to call him weekly, because we do need to move. If anything happened at the Columbia Generating Station, I cannot impart this enough. It's not like something happening in Michigan, for example, or Illinois, where we have two decrepit nuclear power plants. If something went wrong at Columbia Generating Station, we are going to have a serious event for the entire country because of its proximity to Hanford. Why they put it only 15 miles away from Hanford is beyond my comprehension, but that's what they've done. So if we have any kind of an earthquake problem, it can only maintain a 6.0 earthquake. It was actually built for 4.6, I think, and then they said after Fukushima, no, we've revised that. It could sustain a 6.0. So is that the truth? We don't know, but that's what they're telling us, and that's what they're counting on. But if we have anything bigger than that, everybody in the East Coast needs to be figuring out how they're going to go south. That's kind of the bottom line there. So Elliot Mainzer's phone number at the Bonneville Power Administration is 800-282-3713. He is the gentleman who has the authority to close this down on an emergency level. So just tell him, based on the catastrophic events that have gone on in Fukushima, the earthquakes that are happening, that it is an urgent matter that we shut down the Columbia Generating Station as soon as possible. So
I think we need to shut them all down, but
Yes, we do. We do. But we're not going to get, I mean, if we could just knock one down, knock that one down. I mean, Diablo Canyons, and I mean, honestly, anything on the West Coast is just complete insanity considering the earthquake fault zones that we have. I mean, even San Onofre, that is shut down, is a catastrophic danger to the environment because it's all of these things are sitting right on cliffs, right on the beach, right there. And if anything happens to disrupt that, it's going to cause major issues for the entire country going east, you know,
Not
and
only that, but Fukushima proved that. Fukushima is sitting on a coastal front line, and look how many troubles they are having after their quake and tsunami. All of these, even on the East Coast, there's reactors within realm. Look like what happened with Hurricane Sandy. She
yeah.
almost took out a nuclear reactor.
Wow. Well, I mean, we missed that one by 6 inches. That was by the grace of God, for sure.
So, I mean, really? Nuclear reactors should never have been built to order, and that's what they've got to have to sustain themselves. They got to have vast amount of water, and that's just not kosher.
Yeah, well, they have dug in deep on this one, though. This is the thing. This is not something that's they're not going to just one day wake up and admit, "Oh, well, we've done this wrong." You know what I mean? They definitely are going to dig in their heels. I mean, it's so ironic that we I've been reading about how despots rarely leave on their own, and that they require golden handcuffs. Like they don't want to go into jail. And I think that's really where we're at with the nuclear industry. If we put out the flag of, like, to Arne Gundersen, for example, who's out there telling us that he thinks number four still has spent fuel in it, it's so outrageous that the quote anti-nuke scientists are buying the line, they're buying the information. They believe what TEPCO says because they have no other proof. Scientists are, conditioned to only accept scientific proof. So the only scientific proof they have is the unverified information that we get from TEPCO. Your common sense
And
tells you that there's no spent fuel pools there.
there's no fuel pools left in any of them.
That's right. That's our common sense telling us that. And the frustration for many of us is that we have nuclear anti-nuke scientists, people who really are out there saying we need to shut down nuclear, spewing out the same lies from TEPCO. It is such a frustration. It feels like a betrayal. The reason they do that is because they are trained to rely only on scientific evidence. And it's like my
And
protest signs.
their scientific evidence changed. If everybody would back up and realize when we first started playing with the nuclear in the 50s, the documentation and proof in the 50s that this stuff does not dilute in ocean water, salt water, and now after Fukushima, oh, don't worry about it, it dilutes. Come on, folks. Common sense. It was proven in the 50s it does not dilute, and now that we've got so many reactors in trouble on water, oh, it'll dilute. Don't worry about it. Well, I've got a few choice words to add to that comment, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, the solution to pollution is not dilution. That's not the answer. That's their little thing they like to tell us. Solution to pollution is it's a complete falsehood. I mean, especially with radiation, because one little tiny, it's not like other contaminants that your body flushes out of your system. Radioactive contaminants lodge themselves in your body, in your lung, in your heart, in your cells, 10, 15, 20 years. You don't even know that you've gotten this cancer from what happened 20 years ago. And the complete denial is just off the charts. But in the meantime, we have to deal with this ever-increasing threat that they, in our country, for example, We are going to be ramping up the nuclear industry. That's one of the things that they have pretty much decided. Are we going to save the nuclear industry? From everything that I'm reading, they haven't made firm decisions, but I think the answer is going to be yes. They're going to dig in their heels, and we are going to be funding nuclear a lot in the next few years. That they're going to be digging in deep on this one. And
I don't think so. I've
I
seen too
hope
many other
you're right.
reports going the other way.
I hope you're right.
You know,
I hope you're right.
you brought up the cancer and everything. Here's just a little bit of what I do with the Mid-America page on Facebook. I give you links of articles that you can go through and make your own decision. Last week, what I did, or 2 weeks ago, I can't remember. I'm looking for them now and I'm scrolling. But what I've done on one particular day is I did a lot of research into the World Health Organization, and they're calling out and raising the bar on cancer that it was going to increase 70%. And when that time zone came out, Fukushima had already happened. We'd already seen an increase in the cancer rates already. And then they turned around and said at that point they were going to raise it another 70%. But ironically, in all of those reports, not one thing was mentioned about nuclear being the cause of it. No radiation and none of this. And I posted, I think, two or three, maybe four different articles and links with that information, and then I led into the administration raising our radiation safety limits in our drinking water and then changing the death rate. So all of these were posted together, and then I led into what the microbes will do for us and what I've been trying to do for the last 5 years with educating. I put the dots to where people can read them and make up your own mind. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm just here to put the information in front of you to where you can make up your own mind.
Well, I think the hard part is for what people to understand is that their minds are going to be changed how they look at things anyways, one way or the other. I mean, we are moving at a fast pace towards the wall if we haven't already hit it. And the way we're going to survive is by changing what we've been doing and adding in and doing things differently. There's a lot of resistance to that on an unconscious level. And I mean, one of the things I've been sort of looking at myself, about myself, is how we are sort of subliminally programmed to just respond instead of react, instead of giving things thoughtful consideration. We're just sort of programmed to just, it's kind of like my response to Melania, right? Like it's just this program. Response. It's the same thing with the microbes. How we view what we're going to be doing with things in our own lives. It is going to require a complete change in our past behavior because we can't continue to do things the way that we've always done. It's not sustainable, not even in our own personal lives.
And that's why, I've always called this an educational experience. People have to be taught, and people need to understand that, yeah, we've got some severe problems. And, from day one doing this, I've always said, we've got a problem. Here's a solution. Let's talk about it. Let's educate about it. And, I feel that the biggest portion of the problem with the media and the lack of coverage on what's really going on is they don't want mass hysteria. They don't want total freak out. Well, I've always said it, and I'll continue to say it. First comes the acknowledgement we've got a problem. People will adjust, people will learn from it. By educating people and making people understand that there are things we can do, we don't have to accept this new death rate that they've put in place, changing the death rate from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 23. We do not have to accept that.
Yeah.
We can change that by cleaning up and doing our part in everything we touch. We know the governments aren't going to clean it up. We know that this has been a hush-hush, and before we can get federal funding to do anything like this, they have to admit that they goofed up. And, well, I don't see that happening anytime soon,
No.
but,
Well, not
you
only
know.
that, they are digging in. I mean, the current energy bill right now has appropriated $95 million to develop these little small reactors, the small rod, what do they call them? Small modular reactors. They've appropriated $95 million for us to start building those, and they are building them. So they're not making big plans, but I mean, so let me ask you this, Chuck. How do people use the microbes? Like in your daily life, okay, so let's say someone gets some microbes delivered to their doorstep. What do they do with that? What's the next plan that they, how do they clean that up? They pour it on that. What if they're not growing a garden? They can't pour it on their garden. What are the effective things people can do in their own households?
Well, the way I look at it, no matter where you're at, we own a piece of the pie. I mean, when you look at, or a piece of the cake, however you want to refer it, we all have some surface area to the planet. We can all be treating our yards, our fields, whatever, because all of the rainwater goes through that soil that is contaminated, and this is where they're getting us. They are raising our radiation safety limits in our drinking water. So let's clean that filter. Let's start putting them in our soil and turn them numbers around. We can be taking around our trees. Our trees are very important to our survival as well. We've got to protect our trees and our soil. And then we can start putting them in our ponds, our water, our lakes, watersheds, whatever. We need to be treating our water and our soil. And then we can start moving indoors and working with them inside. But I feel our first and utmost important is ourselves, fogging the homes, you know, trying to get it to where our bodies can recuperate at night. And then we need to start putting in our soil, even if it's in the neighborhood, in the yards. That is still a piece of the pie that needs to be cleaned up because that still absorbs rainwater, the snow melting, whatever the case may be, what time of year it is. And gravity takes over when the water goes through the soil and goes down into the water table. Our soils are so overwhelmed with all forms of this contamination, and it's ending up in our drinking water.
Along with everything else. So let me ask you this, Chuck. If somebody does not have a fogger, can they just get, say, microbes from anywhere, put it in a spray bottle and spray their home, spray their walls, and let it dry and then wash them down? I mean, is that an effective tool?
Well, you know, in retrofit, you know, just like purchasing a vehicle, we have several manufacturers. We have different breeds of vehicles. Same case with the microbes. We've got natural formulators. We've got GMO, which is genetically genetically altered, specific. You got to look for keywords. And where I'm running natural. Okay, that's awesome. Natural, okay? The other thing you need to look at is the family counts. A lot of these formulators out there are running 2, 4, 6, 8, upwards of maybe 12 families. Well, when you're running that low of a count, you're only developing 12, 16, 18, up to 24, 25 species. Well, with me and what we're doing, we're running 25 plus families. And we're coming out with over 125 different species, which is a lot more diverse. We're doing a whole lot more than a lot of them. So that's why, you know, your price difference is so greater than those that are only running 2 and 4 families, you know, which in some cases People compare that to spring water or mineral water or whatever versus what we're doing. We've got 125 species versus 12 to 24. And with that, we're able to do a lot more indoors, outdoors, hog operations, cattle operations. We're doing a whole lot more, and we're, like I said, we're all natural.
So can people use this product and spray their homes with it? I know that you have a fogger, but is it necessary to have it fogged? Could you use the product? Like, okay, so you put it out on your lawn, you give it to your trees, you put it in your garden. But when you cross the boundaries of your home, that's where we get into what's problematic. Do we put it in our laundry? Like, I know that, like, I put vinegar in my laundry, for example, white vinegar, very regularly, and that sort of
What
brightens
I
things up.
suggest, the foggers do a wonderful job. Yeah, they cost a little bit of money, but what they're doing is they're taking the liquid format and turning it into a fog to where we can change the visibility and treat the whole room and the whole home. And you're going to get double benefit from that, but I understand not everybody's working with limited budgets. So when you call and talk to me, whether you're working in the yard, the trees, the field, your homes, whatever you want to talk to me about, let me know what you're wanting to do. Because what we've got for the indoor use is a little different than the outdoor use. So many people have white carpet or used to. I don't know what the latest trend is. I just know there's a lot of homes out there that've got the white Verber or something like that that have really light toned carpet. So what we've done is we've changed the formulation just a little bit with our indoor use to where it's not such a, with the foggers we get droplets. And people were freaking out totally when they seen a little dark spot from the machine dropping droplets once in a while, which goes away. It dissipates and it goes away. But it just that we changed a few things just to keep that calmed down. And what, the machine itself runs right around 368, and then you've got your shipping. So if that's something you don't want to do, I understand that, but also know that fogging with the machine does a lot better job, and you don't use near as much product in the long run. Now, if you were looking at expenses, just go down to your dollar store, pick up a spray bottle that's got the adjusting nozzle on it, where you put it down to a really fine mist, and then you put the dilution together, and just like spraying a deodorizer in the air, just walk around and mist the air as high as you can reach up in the air, and walk around and mist on the finest spray that you can possibly get out of a spray bottle.
So it's not necessary, say, to wipe your walls off, to
No, no,
spray your
no,
whole
no.
house down, every corner of your house.
We're wanting to treat the air.
Oh, okay. So that's really what you're talking about, is treating the air from the
Right.
contaminants. Okay.
And that's why the foggers do such a better job, because it's literally turning it into a fog, and you don't end up with the mist and the dampness in your carpet and everything else.
You
And
still
it
have to
does a
wait
lot
for it
better
to
job.
dry. You still have to wait for it to dry and then vacuum it up, I imagine, right?
No.
With the fogger.
Like I said, all right. The foggers, it's just such a fine fog. You're not, all you're doing is bringing the humidity level up. There isn't no residue from the fogger. Like when I treat for mold, yeah, I'll go in, I'll put a light mist on the flooring, and the furniture, just because I know those mold spores are laying dormant on the furniture and the carpet and everything else. And then the foggers have, they move so much air, then it just stirs everything up. So what I've done is I put a light mist on the flooring and the carpeting and the furniture just to hold them mold spores down to where, that's one less spores we're stirring up into the air with the machines.
Well, that is definitely a solution, man. I really appreciate that because we really do need solutions. We need to be able to. Now, if someone was to use, let's say, another type of microbes, let's, you can go on to Amazon. Are those microbes? Actually, I did order your product. It's not that expensive. It's frankly cheaper than what you can get on Amazon, to be honest. I mean, when you compare prices, it's not even just the amount of microbes. Microbes are kind of pricey. They're not an inexpensive product. So, you're talking about you get an order for $20 from Amazon, a 12-ounce bottle for $20. So it's pretty much worthless to like even do any of it. You know what I mean? So it's
Well,
these are
20
these.
ounces isn't going to get you very far.
Yeah, I mean for $20. So it's and it really does. I really does depend on your capacity to, how far of a commitment you can do. But there are things that we can do on a regular basis. And what about spraying our food with these microbes? Do you think that it matters? Like the food that we purchase, like the greens and the things that are exposed to the air that we eat. Like what about like putting a
You're going into another area that I cover with a different product that does a great job. I work mainly with the microbes, but we've also got the Miracle-2 soaps and neutralizers. And where our neutralizers, you can cook with it. You can spray the meat. You can spray your fresh vegetables, and it pulls the toxicity out of the food that we're prepping.
That's a product that
So
you
that.
sell on. Do you sell that on your, or is that something we have to order from somebody else that you recommend?
No, I've got it. It's just when you go onto my main website, there's on the sidebar other links of interest. It'll take you to the other websites that I have that have that, because the main Mid-America Land Restoration is dealing just in the soil and our contamination. And then, like I said, the other links of interest take you to the other websites that you'll find all of the other products, the
So I'm on your
Miracle-2 soaps, the
website.
neutralizers.
I hope you'll help me suffer through this, but I'm on your website right now and I'm looking at your primary page. And is it under where it says home introduction products, that area?
Oh, let me head over there.
Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot like this, but I want to be able to go through it because I know one of the things when I was ordering the product from his page is because the EPA is intentionally stopping the mass production of this, like the mass distribution of this, they have put some restraints. They want these products to be categorized as a pesticide. It's not a pesticide because he's not willing to register it as a pesticide. When you click on some of the products on products page 2 on his site, it's kind of interesting. Some of the pictures don't have any pricing. You can't click on them. And that those restrictions are simply because the EPA won't allow them to put this up because it's not a registered pesticide. So this is where the government really does hinder people from getting solutions because you can't just go to Chuck's website, order a product. It's a little bit frustrating. It could be off-putting to people, and many people might just go, well, never mind, But I think it's extremely important. There's a lot of information on Chuck's page, which is midamericarestore.com, as well as
MidAmericaLandRestore.com.
MidAmericaLandRestore.com. Thank you for correcting me.
But if you go on the sidebar there, go clear to the bottom where it says Miracle-2. You can
Okay.
click on that, read a little bit about it, and then down there in the bottom there's a link called MidAmericaNaturals.com. Then you
Okay,
can click
good.
over onto it. It will take you over to MidAmericaNaturals.com, and then once you go through all of those links, it'll also give you some more links of interest to play around with, which will take you to a Miracle-2 website that we have too. So, you know, there's a lot of information built into these websites, and it will take a lot of your time to go through and see everything that's going on.
It does take a while to get through it all. It actually does. There's actually more products for the home than the microbes that you shared with us earlier that you are aware of.
Right.
So explain to us, we have about 15 minutes. If you would you explain to us what some of these products do and how they help us in the new age of fission era?
With Miracle-2, like with the microbes, it's all natural. Now, when you're cleaning your home and your surroundings, and you're using bleach or Tile-X or these harsh cleaners, keep in mind, if it says something about don't allow, child under age of what a play with or swallow anything, it's harmful. The key word is it's harmful. All of the Miracle-2 products are all natural as well. And with our Miracle-2 neutralizers, just like next weekend, okay, it's my time to go play in nature and fill my freezer with deer meat. Now, I take my deer meat and I soak it in neutralizer, and I pull all the toxins and toxicity and the game taste, and I detoxify my meat, and then I package it.
So you actually, when you're curing an animal, you hunt an animal and kill it, and then you break it down. You actually soak it in one of these products. That kind of took me by surprise there, Chuck, I have to say. You soak the meat in a cleaner.
I soak it in neutralizer, and it pulls the toxins and detoxifies the meat.
It's called the neutralizer gel. It's a neutralizer gel,
No,
is that?
the liquid neutralizer.
Wow. And how long do you leave it there for?
Big animals like my big deer and stuff, I soak it in it for 24 hours, and then I pull it up and I start processing the meat and packaging it.
So I'm looking at your web page. It says many people have reported using 1 ounce of neutralizer per gallon of water to take care of chemical problems in the water. This product has reportedly helped many with fibromyalgia, colon problems, and many other ailments. It is not expensive. I mean, honestly, do you mind if I say the pricing here, Chuck?
Go for it.
Yeah,
The
I
other
mean,
thing I
I.
want you to do while you're on that website,
Well, let
I'm
me
going to
get
have
the
to come over
pricing
and see
out
if.
because this pricing is 22 ounces, $18. A gallon is $77. But if all you're using is 1 ounce per gallon of water, that's an extremely inexpensive product to help us neutralize the chemicals and toxins in our food. Wow, that's a little surprise. Go ahead.
And when you get into, oh, this computer's acting up now. When you look at what we're doing, even with those products, there was a scientific challenge done, and I'm trying to get to that so I can read it. But in short, the scientific challenge with the liquid neutralizer. In the again here, the government tried to get us to take the neutralizer off the shelves, off the line, because they wanted it as a pharmaceutical, and we wouldn't allow it. So we
Wow.
had a big fight going on, and this is why. In the scientific challenge, they found that the neutralizer was the only thing that they could find that anthrax would not grow in.
Wow. Wow. I have to say, I did not expect our conversation to turn here. I did not know about this. I'm not actually the most computer savvy person, so I hadn't actually figured out how to find this website, but I'm glad that you took us through here because this Miracle-2 product actually this is the kind of things that people do need to know about. Like, so you can actually take your meat that now could we could in theory could we do this with food meat that meat and vegetables that we buy from the grocery store? Like,
Right.
is
You
that the
can
point?
the
Chuck, I'm
liquid
kind of losing you. You
nitrilizer.
seem super far away.
If you go over if you look on that website, Stormy's Tidbits, go in there, look at what we've been doing with it. Read what's been going on. You can put that stuff and spray it on your food. You can the neutralizer. There's a lot of things, a lot of little things that can change a big portion of your life.
Wow. And things that we can do right now, like we could actually soak our food in this. Now, what kind of products is it? First, could you turn up your sound or maybe something? You sort of all of a sudden went on a lower
Well,
volume.
I'm trying to work a computer and hold the phone at the same time, so I probably had the phone too far down off my chin.
Yeah. So, what is this made of, this Miracle-2 products? Like, what is it? What's in it?
It's all natural, and it's all in the website. All you have to do is read it.
Okay, so I'm on the website, and where would I read what this is made of?
Well, I'm trying to get over to the main one, so this thing is not being so
Let's see.
easy
I'm
to
on a
navigate.
here, folks.
Here's the challenge that I was talking about. This is on the bottom of that Miracle, the Mid-America Naturals. There's a link in there that'll take you to the main website for the Miracle-2, which is Miracle-2, the number 2, Miracle-2 dash the number 4, the letter U.net. And that will take you over to the main website that will discuss.
Okay, so can you tell me how to get there again, Chuck? So it's Miracle-2-4. Oh, I see. It's a little box on the right-hand side.
Right.
Miracle-2-4. Is there a reason that we have like these trails going on here? Well, this is the website making some noise here. I don't know if you guys
Yep,
can hear it.
we've got because we've tried to isolate one set of products, and then the Miracle-2 that you're at now is just the Miracle-2 products and the soaps and stuff. The one that you just came from has the combination of a little of both, and then mine is just the microbes. Because, like I said, we've been hit with so many different avenues from EPA regulations and FDA regulations that when they shut one down, we didn't want to have to shut them all down.
I get it. So it's kind of
Follow?
like a defense mechanism against the
Right.
EPA coming in and shutting down. Now, have they been shut down? Have they shut down your websites?
Mine, yeah.
Wow.
Mid-America Land Restoration, yeah, they've shut me down. They've shut down the Mid-America Land Restoration on Facebook. They've made it inoperative where anybody could get to me.
Chuck, is there any
And
way you could put the
generally,
phone closer to your mouth? It's kind of a strain to hear you.
at different points where one or the other was shut down, thankfully not both of them was down at the same time. Now, if they would both been linked together, I feel, yeah, everything would have been down all at the same time. So I've tried to keep everything somewhat noted to where you can still find the information.
Well, I think it's really great. I'm actually going to explore these websites because really the information on here, these are the kinds of things that we need to put in our lives that can help us detox our food, detox our bodies, and help us to actually maintain some type of a healthy life while we are living through figuring out how we're going to stop the nuclear catastrophe that's encircling us and enveloping our entire world, actually. I mean, somebody joked with me the other day and said, the best thing in this planet is if we had a huge earthquake and just swallowed everything. I mean, it's kind of sad, but that's sort of true. I mean, it's
We don't
where.
want the earthquake swallowing everything. Because what goes up must come down. So if we get a reactor issue, it's going to implode. Okay, it's going to pollute the atmosphere. It's not going to swallow it. It's going to go into the atmosphere. So some of it, yeah, maybe, but not all of it. We still need to keep in mind we got to breathe that air that's going to get harmed. So. Fukushima's already got us bad enough. I'd hate to see what four or five more reactors would do to us.
Yeah, well, I think
It'd be.
personally it's kind of just a matter of time. I mean, these things really are, especially since they keep extending the lives on all of them. I mean, this is why our government is actually moving forward so that they can get off the old reactors. I think that's their plan. They have no intention of at all of not having nuclear energy as part of our program for energy in the future. So I think their big push, like this 95 million to build these small nuclear reactors. There's also something called Advanced Simulation of Light Water Reactors. It's a new consortium that we're spending billions. They haven't spent it yet, but they're looking to allocate billions on this one. They really do want to switch programs. They want to switch to a new kind of nuclear and close down the old one. But even if that happened in a perfect world and everything went perfectly, the old ones are a catastrophic event for our entire future. So we have to figure out how to keep ourselves healthy. And these products that you're sharing with us really do keep us healthy. They really can help us.
Like I said, they're all natural. That's everything I work with, everything I deal in is strictly natural.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, I really appreciate you being with us. We're at 8:57. We have about, I guess, 2 minutes left. Is there anything that you'd like to share with people or give them your information? Put your phone closer to your ear if you can make that down, because all of a sudden you sounded super low, the volume on your phone.
The website, midamericalandrestore.com. There's email, there's phone numbers on the contact page. You've got the Facebook for Mid-America Land Restoration. You can send me a message there. I'm in and out of there quite frequent during the day. Like I said, all the websites have all the phone numbers. The main website for Mid-America Land Restoration has less phone numbers than the other ones, but call me. We'll get you all set up, and
And also
we'll
midamericanaturals.com. Can people just go there?
it's all linked. Yeah, and there's, like I said, there's more phone numbers listed on the other two pages. So, if you got questions, hit the Mid-America Land Restore contact page, email, phone calls. It doesn't matter. Everything's available. You can. On the other ones, the Miracle 2, you'll end up with more phone calls, but you'll eventually find me or find somebody that'll help you.
That is awesome, Chuck. Really. We've been speaking with Chuck Hyman, MidAmericaLandRestoration.com. Am I correct on that?
You can put Mid-America Land Restoration, and it'll give you both Facebook and should Google search should give you the website of
Time's up, Chuck.